let's switch gears. We go from now cars and racing to cruising on a Harley Davidson. What do you think about that? Well, as we spoke about last year many times to our friend Jeff Ehuden, who did this great drive last year around the country in his Tacoma pickup truck. This year, our friends at Drive Tour de Cure, one of the people that are going on a 30, well, she's the only one for Drive for a Cure that's going on a 34-day ride to support Parkinson's disease research. And we have her with us right now. Joni Purcell is out of Idaho, and she is on a beautiful yellow Harley Davidson, I believe, and cruising around the country. Joni, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Vinny. I'm great.
Oh, it's good to hear your voice. How's life on the road these days?
Well, right now we are in Brattleboro, Vermont, and we left Albany, New York this morning. The roads were less than desirable, probably the worst roads we've been on the entire trip, with signs, motorcycles be cautious, because they really had the roads torn up. But it's still very beautiful. And the ride's been amazing, really fun.
Good, good, good. And it's the roads, you know, especially this time of year, as you drive around the country, everybody's trying to get their construction work in and everything after winter, and it gets a little nuts. How are you now? You started in Idaho. You've gone across country so far, right?
Right. So we started May 9th in Boise, Idaho. I do have a buddy that I've known since 2002. And I was going to be coming by myself. He overheard me and said, well, Joni, I'll ride with you. And I was shocked, amazed, and excited about that. So he's also with me on this ride. And we left Boise in snow and cold and went to Salt Lake City the first night in Utah. And since then, we've actually had maybe the worst we've had to deal with is the wind. The weather has been pretty nice. We haven't had any more rain, no more snow. So we're kind of happy about that.
Great, great. And how do the people kind of recognize you on the road and see what you're doing and honk at you and stuff like that?
You know, I think why they honk is it's like it's a girl on a big bike. And we went to New York and Buffalo, and people literally were pulling up beside me and just cranking their head because we were the only motorcycles on the road, thinking probably we were a bit crazy, which we probably were, but it's kind of fun. It causes people to want to have a conversation, and people have actually downloaded the QR code to make donations. We've met friends that we wouldn't have met had we not been doing it this way. I'm sorry, there's an ambulance coming.
Oh, that's okay. We like the street sound. You know, it's good for the realism. What made you get involved with Drive Toward a Cure, Joni?
Hold on just a second. I'm so sorry.
Okay, no, it's okay.
Now I can hear you.
Okay. Well, what made you get involved with Drive Toward a Cure?
Well, I'm a financial advisor, Blake Simmons, who's one of the owners for Simmons Fine Jewelry. He and his dad, Jay, have been clients a long time. I told him about my ride. He asked, is your ride sponsored? And I said, no. Did you want to sponsor it? And he said, I have some really great ideas. Let me get a hold of my friend, Deb Pollack, who is the founder for Drive Toward a Cure. She called, asked me about sponsoring the ride, meaning sponsoring Parkinson's. And I'm really happy that we're doing this. Blake's grandfather passed away from complications. Deb's mom passed away from complications. One of my best of friends has been diagnosed in 2018. And if we could find a cure, that would be wonderful. It doesn't kill people, complications from it is what they end up dying from. And I think it's just one more thing that we could support and help a lot of people thrive and teach them, you know, patient care, how to take care of themselves, and come up with a cure. Because I believe we have a lot of smart people doing research that can come up with that cure.
Yeah, we're really, it's such a great thing that that drive toward a cure does. I believe it, and I have a couple of close friends that have Parkinson's. An uncle had it and died from complications from it, and it's just such a wonderful thing that you're doing and that people can do. Now, people can get involved with you by going to your page on the Drive Toward a Cure website, which is drivetowardacure.org/fundraising/Joni, J-O-N-I, and they can keep track of your trip, and they can also contribute, by the mile for what you're doing. You're going to have some miles. You've got 8,000 miles that you're planning to travel on this trip.
Yes, we are at 33 right now, I believe. It's possible we'll be doing over 8. So the bikes are definitely getting a run, but it's so much fun, and I'm really glad that the whole thing came together the way that it did. Sometimes the
How's
stars
the bike
align.
Holding up?
The bike, it's awesome. I'll probably just need new tires when I'm done, but it's purring like a kitty.
Good, good, and I'm sure that you're going to go to Canada as well and stop in a couple of provinces. That ought to be interesting to go up there and hang out with some of our Canadian brethren.
Yes, we're going to go to Nova Scotia after Maine, and then we'll head towards Toronto, and then we want to drop down back into the U.S. at Sault Ste. Marie and go to Milwaukee and see the factory and meet some more of our peeps.
Neat. How, do you get tired riding all day? I mean, you've ridden a lot, so you know how to do it, but is it a tiring thing to ride that long every day, or do you get, is it pleasurable? Do you get a lot of... Is it a lot of fun doing it?
Mostly it's fun. The most I've traveled in a day is 650 miles. Wind is absolutely the most exhausting because you don't know how to predict if there's going to be a crosswind. I told everybody I lost during the windstorm that we were in Colorado. My bag lid came up and I lost my glasses, so they're roadkill somewhere. I don't know where, but the wind is a tough one. But it's pleasure. It's therapy. It's the best therapist I've ever had. I've made lots of decisions on that bike that were life-changing, and this ride is life-changing. I mean, I wouldn't be talking to you, Vinny.
I wouldn't expect that your article learned
about you.
Well, I'm very excited that you're doing this. We will we'll check in with you from time to time and see how you're progressing. As I always tell my motorcycle friends out there, be safe out there. There's a lot of crazy people and a lot of crazy people that have cell phones. So
that's true.
Yeah, be careful. And we will check in with you again sometime in the near future.
Thank you so much, Vinny. You have a great day.
Joni, it's nice to meet you. Thank you for jumping on the show with us. And once again, if you want to get involved with contributing a little bit of money toward Drive Toward a Cure, you can go to Joni's fundraising page, which is at www.drivetowardacure.org/fundraising/Joni. That's Joni's picture. You can see right there on on the screen, and we'll also put a link up on our Facebook page so that you can click on it and follow her progress along if you so desire. All right, it is Drive Time Radio. I'm New York Vinny.